How do you survive the Great Quake of 89? Did you have to kill people for water? Was your power out for 4 days? How did you Twitter? Welcome to episode 172 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff.
And we're here to talk to you about all of that news that dropped today.
Today? Whew. On Tuesdays?
On Tuesday. I'm not used to the news dropping today. Caught me by surprise.
News always drops on Tuesdays.
You know, news drops
Tuesdays is like the day.
On Wednesday. Nintendo and Xbox mostly do their stuff on Wednesdays.
Tuesday's the day, though.
Tuesday's is Sony's day. That's the release day.
Maybe that's why Tuesday's the day.
Yeah, we do a lot of Sony stuff. I'm not going to lie. Including David Jaffe's latest project being canceled. That's right, David Jaffe had to let off a whole bunch of the people at his new company because of their latest project being canceled.
Layoffs are never good.
Cancellation's never good. I mean, the last game we put out was, what, Drawn to Death?
That's not that old.
It's not that old, but it didn't do that well. You need something new, something hot, something on fire.
Was it free? Was that one?
It was free.
It was free one, right?
And yeah. We still didn't play it.
Yeah. When we saw that on a PlayStation Experience last year. Not last year. Year before last year, technically, I guess.
Yeah. You got your little signature.
I wanted to play it then, but the line was so big. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to deal with this.
So but, when that actually came out, all...
And then it was free, and I was just like, eh, I don't care anymore.
I don't care anymore. I'm going to play God of War 3.
It looked interesting, you know? I mean, just the graphics-wise.
Hmm.
But, I don't know. Just never...
So last week you asked me if you should play Horizon or Evil Within 2. Which one did you start?
No, Horizon, Evil Within 2, or Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah. Which one did you end up playing?
None of them.
No?
Yeah.
All right, what'd you end up playing on your Switch, then?
The only game I have? I only got the Zeldas for now. But since the 3DS was found... I played a little bit of that Mario.
The 3D Land Mario?
The 3D Mario.
Yeah, how'd you like that?
It's fun, dude. It's a fun game. I enjoy it.
That's good.
But, my daughter's, been wanting to take it out, and I'm very...
hesitant?
Yeah, but, she had it on the couch, and it fell through the cracks.
Get her a little lanyard.
You know, it wasn't like she didn't, you know, like... Like, anybody could have lost it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what about...
Just like the remotes. The remotes always get lost in the couch.
When she's in the car, playing it in the friend's car.
Or no, 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 no.
On a bus.
No, no, no. If she has a 3DS and I'm not around, it's because she snuck it out.
Oh, you're only letting her take it
out? I don't let her take it out. No. No, dude. No. I am so scared that something's going to happen to that thing. Maybe that's bad, but, you know...
Yeah,
I wonder if that's a trust issue, but I don't think it's a trust issue. It's just me, protecting an investment.
It's a bit of a trust issue. It's hers. You gave it to her, but
you're controlling
what's hers. And this
No. It's not like that.
This could be like a psychiatrist thing in the future.
Well, my dad gave me a 3DS, but he never let me play it.
My dad would give me things, but he only let me use them when he was around. So now I don't.
I was protecting you, man. And I'm the bad guy, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
I don't want to be the bad guy. Just trying to be a good parent and not make her lose things. Isn't that how you do?
You're supposed to let the bird jump out of the nest, man.
No, I can't do that.
With your $300 pieces of technology.
Especially not with those. God, dude, you imagine $300 just lost? This is within months of her getting it, dude. Not even 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's not like you seem the small one.
5 months?
It's XL. 4 months. Too.
4 months.
Just get her a lanyard, dude.
Four.
So whenever she's using it, she has to have it attached to her wrist.
4 months. Within 4 months. Can't get over that. It was lost within 4 months. That hurts.
Yeah.
It's $300. It hurts.
I know.
Man, she won't wear it.
Gotta have that compromise, man.
Oh, my pills.
Your pills.
My pills ain't here.
You never bring them.
No.
Did you see a couple of reveals that Sunny did this week?
No, actually, I didn't. I've been not.
Well, they're working with Nike to come out with the shoe.
Product placement.
Product placement, bro.
We just talked about that too.
No, these things actually. I thought they were kind of dumb.
Uh oh.
And then I saw something, and I was like, All right, I'm a little bit more sold on this now. Look at some of these pictures right here. Right? It looks kind of dumb so far. Bam, you see those shoelace ties? Shoelace holes? They're the PlayStation button colors. They might even be the button shapes. I can't tell.
What is that hourglass looking thing?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
What does that have to do with PlayStation?
But look, it has batteries, so like it lights up and stuff like that. It's all luminescent.
Oh god, that's not my thing, dude.
But look at those shoelace rings. They're the colors. The
shoelace rings are cool. I still don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what the hourglass. It's probably the designer's thing or whatever.
So how many of these are we going to see at PSX next year?
I don't know, but they're going to be available on February 10th.
We might see a few.
It's called the PlayStation Colorway.
Colorway?
Now,
yeah.
What colorway?
Does wearing them earn you trophies?
These are legitimate floor-ready basketball shoes.
Do I get trophies for walking in them?
No.
You walk five miles, you get a bronze.
There we go.
So that's something Nintendo would do.
What is that supposed to mean?
They do.
Why are you always a jerk?
What? This is something they've done in the past.
What have they done with shoes and walking and trophies?
They had the Pikachu bracelet thing. You're supposed to walk around with your Pikachu and you got more Pikachu stuff. They had like the little Pikachu eggs in Pokemon Go where you have to walk around and hatch your
eggs. That's so different, dude. That is so different.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's completely like a whole other dimension, dude.
They got the DSs where you earn points by walking?
No. That never happened.
Yeah, it's called coins.
Nah.
Yeah, so you get puzzle pieces.
No. It's a lie. It's all a lie.
Or if you walk 5 miles with your Switch, you gain credits towards a game?
What?
No, that's a
lie. Oh, god damn it. I would have done that, too.
Everybody would have done that.
God, I wouldn't care.
That's the only way you could get a sale with Nintendo.
I would, yeah. It would be nice. It would be really nice.
PUBG developer is donating $2 million to gaming charities.
Yep.
Not all at once. He's starting with a $300,000 donation.
Yeah, it's a lot to give in one go.
Yep.
It hurts.
Let's see here. This is going to be over the course of the year, I believe, right?
Hmm?
This is going to be over the course of a year?
And I don't know how much time, but...
So, his $300,000 is going to go to PUBG Extra Life Charity Marathon, which is going to be held on January 29th through February 2nd, in support of Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, and more throughout the year. Yeah, I think it's all happening in 2018. I think the next one after that's Gamers Outreach at Gamers for Giving on April 28th through the 29th.
You should take a look to see what just installed.
Monster Hunter World just installed!
Oh,
what? Oh! Hype! Hype! Hype!
It's just a game, man.
It's just a life.
One day.
Labo.
21 hours.
Labo just installed.
And 42 seconds.
Oh, we gotta get installed in the other one now.
Did you say Night in the Woods is coming out for the Switch?
You finally going to pick it up?
I might pick it up on the Switch, yeah.
You lied to the developer, said you were going to pick it up when it came out on the PS4.
Ah,
you
never did. Did I say that?
Yeah. You picking up Celeste this week? I think it's on the Switch, too. So you can choose.
I think I rather choose Night in the Woods for just because it piqued my interest a lot more.
Celeste, didn't you play Celeste for like way longer than you did Night in the Woods? Yeah. You
didn't even, but I didn't play Night in the Woods. I like the premise of Night in the Woods.
You didn't even want to demo it. You're like, nah. But Celeste, you're like, all right, let me get my hands on this.
There's personal reasons why I want to play Night in the Woods. Very personal reasons.
Because it has to do with the young daughter coming back home and going through a bunch of different stuff?
Yeah.
You're trying to learn that young daughter mindset so you can get like some inside clues?
Well, let's just say there's been things that are happening.
All right.
And so, like, I'm just kind of, I don't know, just more interested in it right now.
I'm on your wavelength, man. I got you.
Yeah.
Man, it sucks for you.
Yeah, it does. You jerk.
Hey, Goofy. Oh, oh boy. Goofy, what are you doing?
It's a horrible Mickey Mouse. Your Mickey Mouse sucks, dude. More like Minnie Mouse.
I never said which mouse it was, did I? Ha ha. Oh, man. Rocket League is getting ready this year for cross-platform party support.
Yeah!
Except for PS4.
PS4, of course, yeah.
Because there's already cross-play between everything that's not a PS4.
Yeah.
And they want to do cross-party. So you can make parties across platform, too. Instead of just only on your current platform. And that's pretty cool. That's going to be a big game changer, man. That's going to change the game space of everybody that's not on the PlayStation.
It really is something that I hate about PlayStation right now, dude.
Yeah, no. I'm wondering why nobody's getting on their case about this. Because usually, I mean, like, the whole, let us change our name. But
aren't they getting on their case about it?
Not as much as the let us change our name people. I would much rather have cross-platform play than the ability to change my name on the PlayStation Network.
Yeah, I don't care about changing my name. I know there's people that do, but...
Yeah, but I think even most of those people would agree. Being able to play with anybody...
is more important.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand some of the arguments was that, oh, you know, Microsoft wants... like, the Minecraft thing is, like, they didn't want people to have to make a Microsoft account to be able to play Minecraft across...
Yeah, because if you're playing Minecraft...
Was that going to be a thing?
Switch, you have to have a Microsoft account.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a free account, but still, you have to go in and make it.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Yeah, but I think with Rocket League, I think it's all in-house. You make your Rocket League account, and that's how everything works. It's not done through one platform or another.
Yeah, just like a Ubisoft account and stuff.
Yeah. So, no official date on when that's coming out, but they're expecting to have that ready this year. Which, hopefully this year they'll also announce. I mean, come on! Fortnite could get away with accidentally letting people play cross-platform? Rocket League, just do it. Just tell them we're not going to take this anymore.
So, that is...
Just do it and say oops.
Oops?
Oops.
Why would they be able to stop them from doing that? Is there something that Sony could say, hey, no?
Well, you're using Sony servers and you're using Microsoft servers, I think, or something. Or their platform, I don't know. There's some legality behind it. I know that much. That's why they need permission.
When you connect, say Fortnite, what are you connecting to? Like, you play a game. What are you connecting to? You're connecting to Fortnite servers, right? They're on.
You're connecting...
Or not Fortnite, but whatchamacallit.
When you guys play Fortnite with me, you're playing on PlayStation servers. Only PlayStation players are on there, except for people doing what you guys are doing. Jumping on a PlayStation friends list and playing that way. But supposedly everybody's on that's playing through there is playing through PlayStation.
You have to make an account, right, with them?
I did have to make a...
Or did you not have to make an account to play the game, but... You made one to... No, wait, how would that work?
I think I made one. I think I already had an account with them beforehand, so it's a little confusing. It's a little hard to tell. But I made...
Did you play Paragon or something? Why would you have an account with them?
I did play a little bit of Paragon. I did try it out. Yeah. But I did have to download the PC client to add you guys to my friends list. Again, it's like cross-party support thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not entirely sure, because I technically had an Epic account already.
Huh. Tough cookies. You're going to have to download that one and double check yourself. Get it on your PSA 4 and see if you got your account linked up to it and, do a couple of testing and, get yourself a cookie.
So they January 23rd?
Yes.
So the Inpatient came out.
NASA.
What?
Inpatient came out.
The Inpatient came out. Are you going to get it?
I don't have BER.
Just come over here and play it.
It's kind of like the Uncork Gamers community.
You get it on your account. You put you log into your account here, download it, play it. You're over here every week anyway.
Yeah.
You know you want to play it.
I do want to play it. I do.
You should also play Rush of Blood. It's all the same franchise.
Yeah, but this one seems more of an actual like scary game.
Rush of Blood wasn't scary.
It'll get you.
Will it? I don't know. I didn't see. Didn't really see anything that like.
Oh, got me. It got me real bad. One level got me real bad. It's on the Twitch archive. If that's even still there.
It just seems like it seems like the Inpatient is that's its main job is to scare the bejesus out of you.
I think it's more like Until Dawn, right? I think it's the vibe you're going for because it's like you make your choices, you get multiple endings. You know, your choices you make affect different people in the game. So it's Until Dawn, except in VR, so they can really get you. Really good.
Really get you.
And, it's not going to be a scarecrow just popping up on the screen, because, now it's going to be a scarecrow popping up in your face.
I like my face.
But do you like it better when you face of terror?
Yes. Yes.
Well, just buy the game, come over and play it. I want to watch you play it. Because I don't want
to play it. It still makes me mad that you don't play games that are, like, scary games.
I played Until Dawn and Rush of Blood.
Until Dawn is different, dude.
How is it different?
It's slow. It's not in your face.
Hey, it's in your face.
It
gives you that dread of, like, oh, man, am I going to be able to make this jump?
Oh, man. That's some scary stuff there.
This quick time event. How fast is it gonna be? How much time do I have to think this over?
Man, I only had 3 seconds, man. I'm scared.
Exit out and...
I was kind of annoyed with some of the things in Until Dawn. Like, sometimes the characters would just make a choice because you did something earlier in the game. And you're like, how does that correlate? What does that have to do with him using this flare gun right now instead of just holding on to it for when he might need it to fight off some intrepid person that they think is in the woods? Oh, no, you thought this person looked prettier than this person, and now he's going to use his flare gun. I'm like, I hate what? That's a stupid choice. That annoyed me. You know?
I do know. But do you?
Oh, I do. I do. So anyway, so that Monster Beta last weekend. We played for 4 hours plus.
Straight.
We streamed it. Over like 4 hours.
That is on the Twitch archive.
Trying to kill that Nergigane.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That the extra boss they added, the extra monster.
Who?
Nergigantes.
Oh, the dragon?
Yeah.
One of them.
With the giant horns?
Yeah.
And the spiky.
Why
back?
You don't say dragon with the giant horns?
And spikes on his back?
Because he gets mad at me when I call him things like that.
But it because is are what you it talking is. About the Nergigante? You talking?
It
about
is what it is. Or are you it's talking a dragon about the with giant horns, man?
Or are you talking about the Teostra?
What the hell? You're not making any sense anymore.
These are all dragons with giant horns.
Well, it feels like you're making things up.
I'm not making things up.
What kind of names are these, man?
Capcom's making things
Negridante?
Up. Negridante?
Negrigante. Negra Gigante?
Yeah, pretty much.
Giant Black Lady?
Basically.
These names in Spanish?
You'll have to play to find out. But we couldn't take him. We couldn't take him down after like 4+ hours, right? We played with 2 randos, a couple teams, team makeups. We kept getting really close. We kept getting them limping. Because it's a 15-minute time limit instead of a usual 20
which
that the beta had.
Which is crazy!
And it was an Elder God. So even you had to be on
Elder
point.
Dragon.
Yeah.
Or Elder God.
Elder Dragon.
It's not a god, right?
No. Okay. It's a dragon. They're revered like gods, so I keep getting mixed up. But we need to be on point. Finally, the next day, we each jumped on separately at separate times, found some randos, and was able to take it out. Right? And I was like, all right, that was fun.
I'm glad we got this. We got a little extra bonus pack that, that you get for beating the guy. That was cool. So Titan, I'm like, hey Titan, let's get you this pack. You have an extra pack and stuff like that. I was like, oh, what, really? Because he wasn't gonna play. Because he's like, I'm just gonna wait for the game to come out. I was like, no, you get an extra pack if you beat this guy. He's like, all right, cool, let's do it. So we jump on, just me and him. We find some randos. First game, everybody's on point. He gets it. First game. Like, the best team of randos, plus me, with all the experience I had at that point.
Oh, listen to you.
No, yeah, I looked up, like, videos. I was like, man, like, how are people taking this guy down so fast? Stuff like
that. He researched
it. I did some research on this guy.
Isn't that cheating?
No, it's not, actually. Not in Monster Hunter games.
What?
Yeah.
How is that not cheating, dude?
The Monster Hunter games...
Why don't you figure it out on your own? That's not cheating. Oh, let's see what I'm supposed to do here.
Well, no, there's no, like...
I know there's not supposed to do, but there's...
It's all skill. So we found out there's stuff you can grab in the game world that the game doesn't tell you about. Like, you go into the tent, you can get like extras on all your supplies, and that's what
people are doing. That's where you found that out.
Yeah.
And I thought you actually found that out on your own and just went into tent.
No, nobody went into the tent, dude. Like, nobody.
Because everybody just wanted to go kill the monster. Yeah.
Nobody knows that there's anything in the tent. The game doesn't tell you. There's like, oh, go in the tent. There's stuff you can use in your quest. Everybody, because the game gives you everything you're supposed to have, right? Yeah. For the beta, so everybody's like, oh, okay, that's everything I'm supposed to have. You go in the tent, you're like, oh, there's like 1,000 more things I can be using right now. All right.
The best ammo was hidden in there.
So, we're all on point, and we take him down in one hunt. And I'm like, no, we're doing this again. You're not getting off this easy. And we ended up dying pretty hard the second time around. Yeah. I was like, all right, I'm going to bed. I'm not doing this no more. But it was cool. I was waiting for you to pop on so I can help you get your pack.
You know. That pack's going to be outdated by, you know, 10 hours into the game, dude.
No, there's a speculation that one of the things you get is a Nergigante scale. And since he's an Elder Dragon, that's like 5 hours into the game before you get one of those. And unless you see all the armor and weapons, you can be like, oh, can't wait till I get that piece of armor. It's going to look so cool. It gets the ball rolling.
So there's a 512 gigabyte micro SD card that came out. I don't think it's out. It was just revealed. And I believe that's the biggest micro SD card ever so far. Huh. So there's no price revealed for it, but the 400 gig, which I think is the second place at this point from SanDisk, is like $240.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know how much this one's going to cost. And this is, what the hell is this? I forgot who this was.
Alright.
Yeah.
Did you see the,
Oh, Integral Memory. That's the, manufacturer. And it's usable on the Switch.
Oh, it's usable on the Switch?
Yeah. You know, for, you know, $500 probably or something.
You gonna pick it up?
Hell no, dude.
You never have to update memory in your Switch again.
I'm just going to stick with my 64, and if I happen to fill it up somehow, then I'll just get another big one. I'll get a big one, dude.
Yeah, you always going out getting those big ones.
I like the big ones. You know, they're...
You're right.
They're better at what they do.
They are.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the Totaku collection?
Totaku collection? No, what's that?
Oh. You're gonna hate me at the end of the story.
Did you say Kotaku or Totaku?
No, I said Totaku.
You did say Totaku.
I did say Totaku. They are statues for Sony. Kind of like little kind of imagine amiibos except without any of the amiibo functionality, so just like collectible statues.
Mm.
For Crash Bandicoot, Kratos, a Bloodhorn Hunter.
Are they metal?
I don't know.
Yeah, bro, they're so metal.
They got Sackboy from Little Big Planet.
Hey, I like that guy.
Hey, Heihachi from Tekken.
I guess, yeah.
Parappa the Rappa.
I like that guy.
Felzer FX350 ship from Wipeout.
I feel like I would have the more cartoonish characters, if anything.
Each of these is just $10. They're cheaper than the Amiibos. Nice. Which makes sense. They don't have to have the NFC work and stuff like that. $10. They're 10 centimeters tall. They're coming out March 23rd.
I hate the metric system!
Coming out March 23rd.
10 centimeters. Yay?
Sure. March 23rd, 2018. Here's the part where you hate me, because these actually look pretty cool. Let me show you some of these.
Why would I hate you when you're talking about these
look at that.
Oh, those look nice, dude.
Yeah, those look nice.
They're detailed.
And here's a Crash. It's Crash with his like looking back from his dance. Yeah. Exclusive to GameStop.
Of course it is.
You're like a broken man now.
Dude, I hate... You know I hate that store, and I don't understand. I do understand why they got so many exclusives. Because they're the only real, like, gaming store.
Yeah.
What else is there? There's nothing else dedicated to just gaming, dude.
Not in America, no.
It's a monopoly.
Yeah.
Brick and mortar-wise, it's a monopoly. But, you know, there's tons of stuff online.
Yeah,
but...
I mean, there's Target, I guess, and Kmart.
They're not dedicated video games.
They're not dedicated video games. I can see where Target could pick this up, though. It's a toy line.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Or even, actually, not Best Buy. Not so much Best Buy.
Not so much, yeah.
Yeah.
But Toys R Us?
Definitely Toys R Us. They have a big selection of video games. And
actually, I hear they're shrinking down in the video game section.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's just that, I mean, everything's about going digital and online nowadays. It's a trend that's going to continue, dude. It's going to overtake all the stores at one point.
It's actually funny that you mentioned that.
Because?
Because Microsoft just announced an update to Game Pass. All Microsoft Studio... You know what Game Pass is, right?
Is it like Sony's... what's that one where you play the video games for a monthly fee?
Yeah, except you get to download the games instead of stream them.
Mm-hmm.
But they just announced that Play Pass is going to have all Microsoft Studio games day one. So this includes Sea of Thieves, Crackdown 3, State of Decay 2, the next Forza game, the next Halo game. Day one, streamable or downloadable through their Netflix-like service.
That sounds like it's not a good deal for them.
$10 a month.
That doesn't sound like a good deal for them.
This is going to be very interesting because it also means, like, why would anybody go to GameStop to buy one of these games anymore?
That's... How do you profit off of that?
I don't know. But if you're thinking of, like, which console should I buy? Or maybe you're thinking, what should my second console be?
I mean, that is definitely... something that would make you buy a console. If you can get all these like new games and stuff and for $10 a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So or if you just own a PC, you pay $10 a month.
What?
No, because can't you play Microsoft games on a PC?
Not through Game Pass.
Oh. They should do that.
There's talks that they might do that, but nothing announced yet.
So in half a year, you'll only pay for one game, but you'll get...
Any game that came out in the half... Any Microsoft Studio game, specifically.
Specifically, okay.
The day it comes out. They have other games, too, like older games, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Dead Rising 3 and stuff like that. That you might not have played.
But that's still pretty damn good.
That's so... I mean, just think. Forza Horizon and, like, Gears of War, right? Or Halo, whatever. Two of those games drop in 1 year. That pretty much pays for itself if you're into that ecosystem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, man, good for Microsoft, man.
Yeah. And it's also pointing to what they might be meaning when they're looking at saying that they're done with the whole generation game.
Yeah.
They might just go to, like, a digital streaming service thing. Buy our console, stream all our games.
You know what's funny? I was talking to... I can't remember who it was. Somebody at work. I was talking to somebody at work, and then...
Was it about Filler Dung, or whatever that last name was?
What?
Filler Med.
Oh, you're talking about my, the French dude?
You never asked him what that name was, how to pronounce it properly?
Oh, no, I totally forgot about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. there's a mom who, you know, her kid, like, loves video games and stuff like that, but she knows nothing about consoles, so she just picked an Xbox. And she doesn't have internet in her home.
Oh.
So, you know, when she got the Xbox, it's like, you need to be on the internet to play games. Which was, you know, absolutely retarded, and, you know, we talked about that. It's just stupid. Why should I have to go online to play video games, you know, when I have a disc of the game?
Right.
So she ended up not even playing the Xbox at all. Like, she bought the console and did nothing with it.
Didn't return it?
No. No, they didn't return it.
Oh.
So, and somebody in her family ended up taking it. But it was given to that person, and it was a bad deal for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was just, you know, I was like, you know, you should have just picked the PlayStation 4. That's what you should have gotten.
Yeah, if you don't have internet, for sure.
Yeah. Wish you would have talked to me before.
Everybody at your work should know, like, oh, I gotta make an important game decision. I should ask Jeff.
I am the guy, dude.
It should be like, I should ask Jeff what that Dan's guy's number is, because he seems really informed.
There was a... Today in my kickboxing class, they were asking me about, they're asking me, oh no, because I told him, oh, I gotta take off, because I stayed there for a little while. And I told him, dude, I gotta take off, because I still gotta take a shower, and I gotta go do my podcast. Like, what? I was like, you have a podcast? I was like, yeah, I got a podcast. I was like, what's it about? Video games. All video games, dude. And other stuff. But mostly video games. And there's just like, and I was like, well, like on live and stuff? And I was like, no, it's not live. It's recorded, but it's, you know, it's all audio. But you can catch us on iTunes. Yeah, I know you got an iPhone. Like, just catch us on iTunes. We're on Court Gamers. Just look it up. So I think we might have some new listeners. Oh, possibly. Man.
I hope they're not any of the demographics you've insulted in the past couple of weeks.
No. They're all, like, Mexican and Portuguese. So, I don't think I said anything bad about Portuguese people. But I'll look them up to see if there's anything that I can make fun of.
Don't want them to feel left out.
Well, of course not, man. That would be racist.
Also, we got a release date for God of War 3.
Yeah.
I mean, God of War 4. God of War.
God of War.
Yeah, it's just God of War now, right?
God of War, yeah. Yeah.
April 20th. Going head-to-head competition with Nintendo Labo.
Yeah.
But only one can you roll and smoke a blunt with.
You can roll and smoke a blunt with a Nintendo
Labo? It's cardboard. I mean, it's the type of paper, in a sense.
It'd be really tough, dude.
It'd be really tough, but you could roll like a fat one.
It'd be like super fat. Like, yeah. Too fat. I don't know if there's such a thing as too fat, because they're, you know, Cheech and Chong guys.
What about that fishing pole one? That you can take that last piece of that fishing pole, little extension. Okay. That wouldn't be too fat.
You're already planning this out.
Nintendo Labo made me a stoner.
Hyrule Warriors. Not gonna get it.
Not gonna get it? Why not? Nah. You don't like Dynasty? You know, like, what are they called? Musos?
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of them, huh?
Not really, dude. It doesn't really interest me.
That one was pretty fun, because there's a lot of little, like, things you have to do. It wasn't just running around and smack a bunch of people. It was like, you go, like, you know, smack this person certain times, and then he, like, drops a bomb and pick up the bomb and throw it in the air kind of stuff. A little bit more engaging.
No. Yeah. Did you hear about John Cena?
Being in Duke Nukem?
Yeah.
The movie?
John Cena.
It makes sense, kind of.
It's John Cena!
I don't know how you're taking this. What's...
It's just strange to me. You know, he's like, he's kind of like just like this whole internet meme. And like, now he's actually like, you know, they're in talks and to get this guy to be Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
It's just weird. It's freaking weird, dude.
Freaking weird.
It is, man. And Michael Bay's making that one, right?
Yeah. His studio, yeah.
Oh, not him specifically?
It might be him, but it's definitely his studio. I don't know why it wouldn't be him, but I don't want to get away too much. Speculation.
Where's that new Doom? Where's that new Doom?
New Doom movie?
Yeah.
The Rock's ready.
Actually, the Doom movie is kind of Doom. I'm trying to say dumb, but with dumb. Dumb and Doomer.
That actually worked better if you say Doom and Dumber.
It was all about the. I feel like the Doom movie was more about. I don't know, special effects, I guess, than it was about being Doom.
Yeah. I kind of liked it though, because for back in the early days of making the video game movie, it did do the whole first person mode thing. Or it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, it's kind of like
I'm Doom. Yeah, I remember that.
And that was fun and charming. Yeah, that's taboo nowadays.
that movie that they made all in first person.
Oh yeah,
perspective.
Did you see it?
God, dude, yeah. It was hard to watch that movie.
I heard it made people like motion sick and stuff like that.
It was strange, you know, but like it's.
Did it make you motion sick?
It felt weird, but it didn't give me the motion sickness.
Like it touched you in an inappropriate place, kind of weird.
Something like that. Like it wouldn't stop.
I mean, it was like you went on the date, sure. I mean, you know. But it didn't mean that you were down for anything.
I didn't want that. I didn't want first person. It gave me first person, man, for 2 hours. 2 hours. I had to go to counseling for that.
I mean, I didn't stop. I didn't, like, walk out. I didn't want to seem rude. I said I was down for the first person. I just didn't. It's not like that.
You know, I didn't really even know what it was, you know, until it started happening. And that's when I found out I didn't like it.
Oh, we're awful people in the world today.
We are awful people, dude.
It's a reason I wear headphones.
Headphones make us... Yeah.
Make us look like Muppets. Yeah. Mouse just flapping around.
I gotta find that dongle, man. What? For my headset. Oh,
it's like the worst segue ever.
Hey, headsets, right? Yeah, it connects, you know? Dongle. I'm tired of not being able to do wireless.
Yeah, dude, just look in your couch cushions, man.
They're probably in there somewhere. Yeah. No, but they can't be. Because I would never disconnect it from my computer or my PlayStation 4. Yeah. Well, I would disconnect it, but I wouldn't keep it anywhere other than that general area.
Hey, guess what? You weren't home for like a week.
My kids. That's what happened.
That or Toby just like munched down.
Oh, God, I really hope I don't find pieces of chewed up dongle. So, check it out. I'm in my room, right?
Yeah.
And I took off my sock, and I just kind of throw it on the floor, you know, while I take off my other sock. And Toby was in there just looking at me, and he sees me throw down the sock, grabs it, starts shaking the crap out of it, right? Right. And I'm just like, what the hell are you doing? And then I go to grab my sock back, and he takes off behind the couch, and then comes back into the room.
So, you go behind the couch?
No. Well, I haven't. I know that's where he took it, though. And so
you haven't back... gone behind the couch? Have you checked behind the couch for your dongle?
God, it's... No, not yet, man. It's troublesome. You gotta lift the couch and move.
Do you need me to come over to help you check behind your couch?
It's a couch, though, dude. You know how hard it is to move the couch?
You flip it on top of itself.
Thing's heavy, dude.
It's a flip.
So I ended up throwing my other sock at him, and he took that too. But I threw it pretty hard at him. It's not going to hurt him, but yeah, I'm just like this, stupid dog. Bam! And he's just like,
this is another one. This is your fault. You trained the dog to take your socks off your feet.
Yeah, it's just awesome. That is so awesome, dude. But he's never like waited for me to take it off on my own. Oh, it's punishment. He didn't take him off. I did. you gonna take off your own socks now? Is that how it's gonna go? I just throw it down. Just watch what happens. Watch what happens.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my sock now.
All right.
My sock. It's going behind the couch.
I did want to give a quick update. I did the beat Momodora. That game is not so much Castlevania-ish. It is a little bit, but it's more Dark Soulvania-ish.
Dark Soulvania-ish.
Yeah, so you have like the...
As in difficulty level as well?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's harder than you would expect for a Castlevania game, but I realized a little late that you buy items, and it has that whole, like, you use an item, and then you get it back when you get to the save point.
Okay.
So, like, your healing items, stuff like that. I was, like, going around, like, not healing and stuff like that, because I was like, oh, I only got, like, 5 of these. I don't know where I can buy them or pick them up. So I was just, like, running around, like, this, my healing potions, not using them, because I thought they were expendable. Including the stuff I was buying, items I was buying that were one-time use. I just wasn't using them because I thought they were expendable. And I used one, and I was like, all right, well, that was kind of cool. Then went back to the save point. They came back. I was like, wait, what?
But did you like the game?
I did like it, actually. Yeah. I thought it was pretty fun. It's surprisingly short. If you're having a hard time, it will extend it, of course. But there's a lot to do in the game if I wanted to go back into it. There's like a... If you can kill a boss without dying, it'll drop special items and stuff like that.
Without dying?
Yeah.
So you can get hit.
No, sorry. Without getting hit. A flawless run. If you get a boss on a flawless run. And certain bosses will give you items that will make like getting a lot of the other bosses pretty easy. But I got the true ending, apparently.
It has multiple endings.
It has two. Yeah. But I got the true one because I guess I... Because, you know, I was in Castlevania mode. I was like, all right, oh, I didn't check this corner. So I picked something up that gave me the true ending. So that was pretty cool, you know, for the first time.
Yeah.
But it's a fun game. I did enjoy it. It's definitely one of those...
Damn it!
Oh, Hellblade's on sale for $20 again, by the way.
I forgot to bring the game again. And I thought about it, too. I thought about it. While I was in the shower, I was like, oh, yeah, I gotta remember to take that game.
Then the earthquake happened.
Then the earthquake happened and all hell broke loose. The game was like, all my games are scattered on the floor. Like the dresser moved.
The 3DS just disappeared. Because of the quake.
The quake made the couch eat my 3DS. Oh, God. I'll bring it.
Just put a phone while you're getting there.
The who, the what? Am I supposed to tie a ribbon around my finger? Is that the thing?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Like a little rubber band or something.
This is to remember the game. And then
you're like, why do I got this pink ribbon?
Like, what the hell was... Who put this on me? What is this doing here?
Toby. So that's to remind you, never take your own socks off.
So,
did you try out that Street Fighter Arcade Edition? It's out now.
No, I didn't try it out. Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you were gonna get back into it. This thing is gonna revitalize your love for Street Fighter. You gotta at least play it, man.
Yeah.
Gotta give it a chance.
I know.
You got that fight stick and everything.
Yeah, I got that at home. It's all set up. It's all right there.
Ready to go.
I just have to do it.
That's all
there is to it. I just had to do it.
In front of your PlayStation, just turn it on.
Yeah. I mean, it's simple as that.
Look at you, man. You get one PC and you're done with consoles. See, if you're not going to use it, I'll take it.
Why am I on the PC so much?
Because you love that Albie Day.
That Fortnite's really getting to me, dude.
Getting to you how?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean getting to you? Like... Liking it or hating it?
I guess that was the wrong expression, but I'm liking it. Yeah. I don't know why. But I'm doing solo runs and stuff, too.
You're doing solo runs?
Yeah, I'm doing solo runs.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're getting good then, huh?
I feel like I'm getting better. I feel like I am.
You getting those kills?
I got, like, 3 kills in one game.
Damn, man.
That's but like, it was all, like, sneak kills, you know, like...
Well, they're
and, I mean, they're legit. It's whatever, right?
You're supposed to sneak kill in that game, man.
And there's one where, like, I heard somebody go into the house that I was at. And I hid in a room, and I closed the door. And I just stayed there, waiting for them to open the door. They opened the door, boom, dude! Shotgun to the face. Killed him, but he had 2 people behind him. And they both, like, murdered me.
Oh,
But I got that guy. I killed their friend.
You like dead dead?
Not... Like dead dead. Yeah. Nice. Because it took a while for the friends to actually realize that their other guy was getting shot.
Wait, how'd they have friends though if you were playing solo?
I don't know. Or maybe they weren't friends. I don't know, I got shot. This was in that new place too.
Oh, I haven't seen the new places.
Yeah, this is like where all the it's like a small city.
Nobody's been drumming the Fortnite banner now that Albie's got a job, so I haven't been jumping on. I only play that game to hang out with Albie. I don't really like the game.
What? I hate this game, but Albie's on it.
I don't hate it. It's just like, eh, it's not my style. It's not my type of game. But it's
a fun game, dude.
It's what my friends were playing, so I was like, yeah, I'll jump on it.
I think it's a fun game.
Yeah, it's alright game. You know, I'm not saying it's god awful.
But you don't like it.
But it's not my type of game, yeah. It's not a game I'm ever gonna get good at. I'm never gonna start doing solo runs.
That's why you gotta go on PC.
Doing it on PC is gonna make me wanna do more solo runs?
It's gonna make you get better.
Oh. Oh yeah?
You're already like keyboard proficient and you know, mouse is good aiming stuffs.
It's going to make me get better. How come I'm usually the one that's alive in our groups? Me and GBA.
Oh, come on. Get over yourself, man. That doesn't happen.
What? I mean, you're usually the first to go, man. Maybe not anymore. We'll have to see, won't we? No, actually, I've been down a lot lately. I've been getting, like, sniped. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, those snipes. I hated that when we were playing... I don't know. I don't remember if you were there, but I had a guy in my sights. I had a sniper that is only a one shot sniper.
Oh, bullet!
You have to reload after every single bullet.
Yeah.
So I shot the sniper, right, and I got one guy down. I think they revived him, and then I had another guy. They were just like running across the house like the whole time, right? So finally, this guy stops to I don't know check his menu or something, and I moved the trigger right on his head. And fired, and he just reloaded the stupid sniper, dude. That's what firing did. Reloaded my sniper. And I hated it, dude. I was like, why is the sniper just one shot? Why? Why?
Because it's a bolt action sniper, man.
Yeah. I was so pissed. Because that would have been a one shot kill.
Yeah.
Right in the head, dude.
So I saw some videos of Metal Gear Survive, the single player. Because the game is a single player game. It's only $40, by the way. It's not a full price.
Only.
But you know, some you know, GameSpot and IGN and stuff like that. You got to check out the preview build of the single player stuff like that. It's a little bit more interesting. They got this fog area you're supposed to go into, but you have to have an oxygen mask, and you don't get to see your map when you're in the fog. So you have to use the lights of the buildings outside of the fog to kind of figure out where you are in correlation to those buildings. So, and that's where it starts to get tricky and stuff like that. I could see, you know, $15-$20, I could see a pickup for that game. It seems interesting around that price point. $40, probably not so much. And a lot of the internet, a lot of the reviewers and stuff like that, even were like, yeah, you know, this game was kind of interesting. It's kind of meh. It's not awful, like everybody wants it to be. It's kind of, you know, it's okay. Which is kind of the general consensus that I had. And it's what I saw, like, on Twitch when I saw some people streaming and stuff like that, trying to get a vibe for the overall feel for it. And I think...
Oh, that reminds me. I got to talk to Twitch about...
About you being a child?
Yeah, because they haven't answered my email yet.
You sure it's not, like, spam or junk folder? You just haven't, like, seen it?
No, because when I send them an A, like, you guys haven't responded? They responded. So I got to do that again because I responded to the last email. It's so stupid, dude. Just the process that you have to go through.
What's your other Twitch again? I don't remember. Have you been streaming?
What?
You been streaming that Fortnite on your Twitch account?
No. I can't stream through my IP.
Oh.
Because it might cause trouble.
It's your phone, yeah.
Yeah, my phone, like, I just use a 4G on my phone, so it doesn't actually connect to my internet. At least that's what the warning they gave me on the emails.
Yeah, that's so dumb.
Yeah, they would like definitely cancel my account, like, you know, forever if they find out that I'm streaming while my account was
under review.
Yeah,
it's your account, not your IP.
It's they asked me. That's That's one of the questions they asked me on the last email, was what IP address I was using.
What if there's more than one person who uses that internet?
It doesn't matter.
So if one person gets banned, that whole IP gets banned?
Apparently.
That's lame.
Yep. You know, Twitch. You go Amazon.
Amazon?
They own Twitch. You gotta get
Yeah.
Roller Coaster Tycoon. Atari is looking to crowdfund a brand new Roller Coaster Tycoon.
For their new console?
For the Switch. Okay. Yeah, for the new console. They're seeking between 10,000 and 1.07 million to make this new game for the Switch.
Wait, how much?
Between 10,000 and a little over a million.
Okay.
It's going to be from the studio that created the phone version of the game, Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch. They're the ones behind this new one that they want to come out for on the Switch.
As much as I love simulation games and the fact that I actually have played Roller Coaster Tycoon, I don't think it's going to sell well. Not anymore.
I know I was never into those games, so...
People that, you know, give money, investors, will participate in a revenue share. So you can get some of that money back, maybe. And this is not on Kickstarter or anything like that. This is on the Star Engine platform for kickstarting, I guess. If you're interested in that, and you want to get some of that sweet, sweet tycooning on your Switch.
Sweet, sweet tycooning.
Look for that on the Star Engine. Uncork Gamers question of the week? You got any more news you want to go over there, Jeff?
Nah, I'm good.
Alright. Look at this question. Roland.
What was the question?
I don't even know if you're joking anymore.
I really don't remember the question, and I don't know what my answer is going to be.
Question was, what topics are too taboo?
For video games? I didn't even think about that.
Billiam from Future Flicks writes in to say, I can't think of a single thing. Nothing is off limits. I'll check the Facebooks so you can think about that.
All right. That's my thinking noise.
That's your thinking noise?
Hmm.
Man, you must have been really annoying to sit next to you in classes. Jeffrey, what is the answer number 5? Nick writes in, you guys remember him as King831 on the Twitch channel, writes in to say hikikomori.
What?
He thinks hikikomori are too taboo.
What? I don't know what that is.
You know what neats are? You know what a neat is?
A neat?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so in Japan they have a problem with people kind of dropping out of work or not contributing to society, just kind of living in their basement.
A hippie!
Not living in their basement, living in their apartment and just like playing online games or just like becoming shut-ins, essentially.
Because of gaming?
Not necessarily because of gaming, but a lot of them do game. That's kind of, a lot of them will get their, like, subsidize their funding by, like, you know, gold farming or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of get associated with games or, you know, otaku, neat, you know, whatever. But basically, hikikomori essentially is a shut-in. And, you know, it became a huge problem with, like, you know, thousands of people that just became shut-ins, stuff like that. And, you know, part of the problem is that their parents kind of, like, there's a guilt factor for their parents because with their society and stuff like that, so they kind of fund them because they don't want their kids to die from starvation.
Yeah.
So they give them
money. That's
a thing. They give them money to, like, buy food and pay for rent.
Oh, God. So they're just so enabling it.
They enable. But it's a cultural difference.
I don't know. Stuff like that happens here too. So
yeah, but it's a huge problem. I don't know if it's still a huge problem, but it was definitely a pretty big problem. If you're interested in the topic, you want to see an anime that does as far as my understanding of the topic, a pretty decent job of covering it and kind of showcasing it. You can watch Welcome to the NHK.
Why does that sound familiar?
It's an anime that I probably told you to watch, and you're like, no, I'm not going to watch anime.
Manga, though. It's in the manga?
I don't know if it's in the manga.
No. So I'll read the manga.
You can check. I think it might be an anime original, though. Probably not. I mean, that doesn't happen very often.
Okay. But I didn't know that was had its own word and everything for it.
Yeah.
God, Japan's got some problems, dude.
But I don't think that's too taboo for video games.
As a topic in a video game?
Yeah. I think especially for people that have seen Welcome to the NHK, you take a game like Catherine,
mm-hmm.
instead of making that game about cheating on your, being faithful or cheating on your girlfriend, whatever, infidelity and stuff like that, you take it and make it into a game, that same style of storytelling, Atlas probably make a really good game about a hikikomori lifestyle and stuff like that, and like the pressures and like the mental anguish and stuff like that, because they don't just become shut-ins. Eventually they become complete antisocial, I can't even be around people. And again, part of this might have to do with their social stuff like that, where it's kind of like, oh, I must look horrible and like I must smell or something like that. I'm like,
yeah, you do.
I'm just gonna shut myself in my room now. I'm never coming out again. I got Monster Hunter coming out in the day.
For other reasons.
Yeah. But I think that topic could make a pretty interesting game. Especially, you do like a little Psychonauts thing where you go into the person's head and you're kind of like you fighting off their neuroses and stuff like that. But that could be your levels. I can see that being a pretty interesting game.
What say you, Dan?
I say nothing. I say video games have to have the same ability to touch any topic, such as books and movies and music and stuff like that.
Another form of media, right?
Yeah. If it's not taboo for any other form of media, why should it be taboo for video game?
So that was the point I was going to make, that it was, like Japan makes a lot of strange movies, dude. And there's a lot of...
They also make a lot of strange games.
So they have...
Are you okay letting Japanese games go over to the West?
Yeah, I'm okay with
including,
that.
Including the rape games.
Whatever.
Okay.
So,
let the market decide.
So something like, what's that? I forget what the name of the movie is, but there's at least a couple of movies in Japan that are movies about incest. And there's an American movie. Probably more than a couple, yes.
Yeah.
And I know there's an American movie that covers incest as well in the movie.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's also a really popular TV show.
A TV show?
TV show?
Okay. My brother and I don't watch much TV, so. Stuff. It's incest.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. Game of Thrones, yeah.
All right. I don't know anything about that.
Two of the main cast members are brother sister, and they're boning all the time. They had kids.
They're growing up in Rome. Is that kind of thing?
No, not in Rome. It's medieval, Western, medieval type of time period.
Because I know the Romans are crazy like that. The Romans, the old Romans, like orgy parties and stuff, right?
Yeah. But not like.
I wonder.
It was cousins. It was cousins, I think, mostly. Hmm. Their big thing is age wasn't as big of a deal back then.
But that's the thing, though, right? It's that's a really taboo subject. Especially to turn into a movie, you know? But it's there. Done. It's they exist.
There was that famous movie from the 70s, 80s where it was the brother-sister get locked in the attic. It's the flowers or something like that. There's the kids get locked in the attic and the brother and sister end up
sleeping with each other. Yeah. So that's the whole thing. It's movies will touch on anything.
Yeah.
Even and even if it's not a big studio movie, it's an independent movie that's doing it. So why not video games? You know why?
Why?
Because people still feel that video games are
toys?
Yeah. They're marketed towards kids.
And
so even if a game has a rating of teen or adult only, I think the
people still sell it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody's they try to regulate it, but nobody's really trying to regulate it.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't Particularly, I don't really care what topics are brought into video games. I know there are a lot of people that will. Mm-hmm. But me, I don't care. So I'm just not going to buy the game. I don't care. You know? So if it's a game that I just don't agree with, why would I buy it? Why would I care about it?
That's fair. That's fair. Do you have any counter arguments now?
Counter arguments? Yeah. My argument?
Yeah. And like, you know, devil's advocating. Makes this a little bit more interesting. Like I always do to you.
I can see how people would think that, you know, this would affect the mindset of a person, you know, seeing things like this.
It's more interactive than the movie is.
You know, yes. You go. Yes, because you're actually controlling the character.
Yeah.
You're deciding what, you know, what that character is going to do, you know, for, you know, mostly, I guess, you know, because it could be some automatic scenes or whatever that you have to go through, but, I see that, like, I understand that. Like, me, myself, I would never have a problem with that. Like, I don't, you know, I see violence in a video game, I'm not going to go out and shoot people. See incest, I'm not going to go have sex with a family member, dude. You know, it's not something that's going to happen. But everybody's different, and it's bound to affect somebody for sure. Like, I don't doubt that it will affect somebody at some point. You know, like, truly. But
yeah, at the same time, like, this stuff happens already.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, like, especially, like, I think we briefly touched on it last week, where it's, like, the incest thing, like, that's, like, a year or two ago, that was, like, the most searched, like, topic in the U.S. for, like, online, like, videos and stuff like that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Specifically, I think it was specifically Brothers and Sisters, according to the research.
Oh, my God. Like, okay.
So, like,
so that's, like, that was a real thing for a while then. Or maybe still is?
Not necessarily that people are doing it, but people were searching for videos of it.
Still, that's the same. Why? I don't understand the mindset.
I don't know. I think it's because it is taboo.
It's taboo.
Because, like, they have access to, you know, seeing random porn star doing random porn thing. But could these be related? Oh, that's different. I don't get access to that anywhere, you know.
And obviously it's not real because it's illegal. And I'm sure it's illegal in every state.
Yeah,
I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think it's illegal almost worldwide, especially between direct family. You know, there's cousins and stuff like that. I mean, cousins is not illegal in California. You can get married to your cousin, first cousin in California.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, actually, I know two people that got married.
Ah, they were first cousins. That's weird.
Yeah.
Ah, that's still weird. It's too close. It's too close, dude.
But, like, so there's differences between cousins and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure, like, immediate family is illegal around the globe. Is that for maybe some tribe somewhere that hasn't been touched by civilization? They might have different rules that nobody knows about. But, yeah, I don't know. But it's still, I don't know. It's weird. But as far as video games concerned, people are still getting it. It's happening with the video games or without the video games. So if they want to do a video game that broaches that subject, you know, they might be able to make a very insightful, touching story thing out of it. I mean, like, for instance, I mean, we had a movie called Lolita. It was about a dude getting with a 12-year-old. That's a movie. That's out there. It had, like, I think it had, like, Richard Gere in it or something like that, you know?
Oh. What?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
You don't remember Lolita? I'll look it up. But it was, like, it was a movie. It was a full, like, in theaters about some, like, you know, 40-year-old dude getting, like, some 12-year-old kid or something. It was based off a book.
So there's, I remember the name of the movie I was thinking about. It's called Spanking the Monkey.
Oh, it's a Jim Carrey movie.
No.
I think he's in it.
No. He's not in it.
Is he not in it?
It's about, so the apparently it's about the mom has, like, a broken leg or something like that. And the son has to take care of him. And the dad went away for a business trip. And they end up doing it. The kid and the mom. And then the kid actually, he gets mad at mom or something. And he calls dad and tells him what he did. But he doesn't believe him. It was just strange. It was It was, I believe it was on in Nickelodeon Theater. They show a lot of independent movies there.
Okay, I think I was thinking of somebody that kind of looks like Richard Gere or whatever. I think it was Frank. One of these two. One of these two guys, I thought, and I think when I was watching the movie, obviously they would have been younger, kind of looked like one of the...
I wouldn't remember their names, but I know the faces.
Yeah. So they were in that Lolita movie. Why do I always think that Spanky the Monkey's come up multiple times in my life?
Really?
And I always think that Jim Carrey's in it. I think
it was a big deal because it was just like, it was different. It was a different movie, dude. Touched on a topic that nobody else would.
But I think
or nobody else did at the point.
I always think Jim Carrey's in the movie. And I'm like, what is a Jim? I'm pretty sure Jim Carrey. I think I'll keep confusing Rubberface with Spanky the Monkey. Because I think my brother was like watching. I think he was watching Rubberface, and he was talking about Spanky the Monkey with a friend or something like that. And so like my mind like, attributed Rubberface to Spanky the Monkey because that was what they were watching at the time.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that's why I keep getting it confused. But every time that comes up, I'm like, oh, that Jim Carrey movie. People are like, no. He would never.
So Spanky the Monkey got a 6.3 on IMDb, but a 91 on Rotten Tomatoes.
That search engine, man. It's strong on the internet.
it's a very... It's a big difference between the two.
It scares you.
So was it good or was it not good?
We'll never know, because you're not going to go back and watch it.
I watched it once, and that was enough.
That was enough.
Yeah.
Just made you feel uncomfortable. You're like watching it with some friends. You're like,
no, but I didn't... I just didn't enjoy the movie.
It just wasn't good?
The movie itself was like slow as hell, dude.
Oh, okay.
And it was just like... And it was just...
Plotting and...
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It just bored me. So...
Makes sense. So there we go. Those are our answers. Nothing's too taboo.
No.
You hear me, Japan? The West wants it.
Go for it. You do it. You do it, man.
I mean, people say you won't make any money here, but I guarantee you will be a lot more successful than most people think you will be. I mean, just look at our search histories.
Wait, no, don't do that.
Like, don't actually look
at it. Yeah, don't, please don't. It wasn't me, man. It wasn't me, I swear to God. But, yeah.
Do you think there's adult film stars whose entire careers are like, you look at their career thing, it's just like, bro sis stuff? Because that's where the money is, you know?
I think that even, like, just like Hollywood movies where actors get stuck in a certain type of movie.
Yeah.
I think it happens to porn stars too. Like,
that would suck. Yeah. You go to like a convention, you're like, oh, you were in Bro and Sis 7. Oh, man, that was like my favorite. You're like, I don't know. You know, that's fake, right?
You disgust what? Me, sir.
It's like a whole new level of creep to like meeting like your fans and like adult fans.
Especially are. When they come up to you and say something like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just... A little something off about that guy.
All right, what's the new question, man?
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
So the new question is. I know. So wait, correct. You know, stop me if this has been a question before.
I don't think anybody. Who listens to us?
So, I'm actually very curious to know, like, what other hobbies you have besides video games?
Oh, we have not done that.
Huh?
We have not done that. What I'm actually typing in is how many hours are you going to be playing Monster Hunter with me? That's the question of.
Will you stop that? Nobody cares about Monster Hunter.
I do.
One person cares about Monster Hunter.
So does Titan. So does Broman.
Four people.
That's a team right there. So does Japan.
We're not counting Japan. We're already talking about how Japan's weird.
So does all the people that bought the Switch thinking that the next Monster Hunter game is going to come on the Switch are very salty about it right now?
Disappointed.
Yeah. There's a lot. There is a lot. I assume that
That Future Flicks, Bill was going to say that his other hobby is watching movies.
Watching movies, yeah. It would make sense.
Yeah, it would. Well, thanks everybody for listening. We'll see you all next week, where I will have a full report of Monster Hunter. Expect to see, check the Uncore Gamers Twitch channel on Friday. We might be doing a 24-hour Monster Hunter stream.
What?
Yeah. I mean, attempted it, at least.
I'm 30-day-old milk.
Okay. But, you know, it's the Uncore Gamers Twitch channel. Because I have a feeling that I might just jump on that game and just play it. And just play it. And I think I'm just going to start streaming as soon as I jump on that game. See me from Little Man, Little Man Hunter, to not-so-Little Man Hunter. I don't know how far I'll get in that 24-hour stream. You know, there's going to be a lot of tutorial stuff, I'm sure, bogging me down. But expect to see appearances probably from Titan and from Ms. Strom on my team, doing some hunts with me and stuff like that. And maybe even the bro man himself might jump on. So look forward to that. That'll be this Friday launch day. You might see me eating some freshly made pizza.
By Friday, he means midnight Thursday.
True, I might just do midnight Thursday. Bam, as soon as it goes live, as soon as Friday takes over, 12 a.m., I might just jump on that and just write it. 24-hour stream.
Wow.
I'm going to put that in my search engine.
All right.
So maybe I'll see you guys there. If not, I'll see you on the next podcast. Tell your friends. Give us those 5-star ratings and those thumbs ups. And those, you know, there's a thing called a hate hug?
A hate hug? On what?
On, like, just, like, people, like, iTunes and stuff like that. You hate my podcast? Whatever. Just go on there, give it 5-star reviews, and leave a comment saying how much you hate it. It's called a hate hug. Or they gave you that 5-star review, but then they leave a comment saying, this is trash, I hate it.
Why is that a thing?
It's part of the I subscribe to you, you subscribe to me type thing.
I think it's more of a, more of the algorithm thing. Like, alright, yeah, you can hate the podcast, but if you leave that 5-star review, at least it gives me a chance to get seen more.
I guess?
Because, you know, they boost 5-star review channels more than they boost, like, no-star review channels.
It's still weird to me.
Yeah. It's gaming the system, essentially. It's just another way to try to game the system. Mm. Yeah, I found out about that listening to Billiam, Future Flex podcast. He mentioned, like, yeah, you know, just give me a hate hug if you want to.
I gotta start answering his questions.
He needs to start posting his questions so I can remember he has questions.
Because I see the questions, and I was like, and I think in my head, oh, yeah, this.
You see him? Where do you see him? I don't see him ever.
On Twitter. Is it Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram, like, I haven't seen posts anything on Instagram for a while. Or are you talking about, like, 3 months ago when you last saw one?
Probably. I don't remember. I don't remember when the last one I saw was, but, yeah.
Yeah, so check out his podcast, check out our podcast, check out January Boys podcast. Entire podcast dedicated to the 8 film franchise, January Boys. That has, what was it, John McCain in it or something like that?
Mm.
I forget, it's been a while.
You know, that guy.
Yeah, check them out too. I'll see y'all next week, where I'll be talking about a whole ton of Monster Hunter. Yeah, you know it, boy, yeah.